Go ahead and start. We're going to go ahead and start. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We're glad you could all join us today. We're excited about the opportunity to have this discussion in kind of an informal setting, so we can brainstorm and just have kind of an intimate conversation at each of our respective tables. I am a very strong believer in collaboration, and through that collaborative process so frequently come creative solutions that perhaps have not been thought about before. My name is Kimberly Cox. I'm the chair of the Manhattan Board. We have with us Don Jardine and Peter Pumphrey right here. So we hope you all enjoy this format. We would like to hear your feedback later on how you like this process that we're introducing to you today. And with that, I will turn it over to Pete to give us some introductory comments.
Thank you. As Kim really said, we're, as a board, we've been really interested in the idea of encouraging all of the people who have an interest in and are stakeholders in the situation in Hinckley to talk with each other, to meet with each other, to share information, share ideas, and hopefully come up with a plan, a process that they're all invested in, rather than having the board come and say, well, this is what you're going to do. We have board members, there are three board members here today, and we're just here to listen and to ask questions and to hopefully kind of prompt the discussion. We're not here today in any decision-making capacity whatsoever. We're not going to make any decisions today. No decisions are going to be made today about anything. And did I mention that we're not here to come to any final decision about anything? No member of the board is here to speak on behalf of the board. We're here as individuals only. We're here to listen, as I said. We cannot make any commitments on behalf of the board. If it sounds like we have, we made a mistake. Because we haven't, we can't make any promises on behalf of the board and don't intend to do that. The whole point of this discussion is to see where people are in terms of some questions that are going to be posed, to ask questions about that, to see if there are ways to find consensus, either about parts of some of these questions or perhaps consensus with respect to the question as a whole, and just see if there's a way that issues that are related to the CAO can be talked about and maybe worked out or worked on by us as a group. If there is consensus, that will have to go to the board. In other words, if you all reach agreement, if we all reach agreement here today on something or consensus on something, that doesn't mean it's a done deal. It gets presented to the board, a quorum of the board will meet, and the quorum of the board then will act on that recommendation. And it may or may not be included as a part of the final CAO. Personally, and on behalf of the rest of the board, I am really, really glad to see you all. I have been impressed over the last 5 years when I've been on the board with the commitment of all the people in this community, in this room, to working on this problem. I've been really impressed with your tenacity. I've been really impressed with people's creativity and their willingness to do a lot of hard work. So this is kind of an extension of that. I want to tell you I'm happy to be here and I'm really glad to see this taking place.
Thank you both. So today we're going to mix things up a little bit. This is a little out of your comfort zone. I have prepared some directions, instructions, just general information. And if you'll bear with me, I want to go through all of that so everyone's clear on how we're going to do this. So, I have to read it, and I apologize. It's long. So, good afternoon. I'm Gita Kapine, the Director of Public Participation for the State and Regional Water Boards, and I'm going to facilitate the workshop today. If you have any problems with the process or anything, it's my fault. I'm the one that's doing this at the request of the board. As we mentioned, we've got our three of our board members here today. In addition, we have Patty Kaminch. I always mess it up. Patty K. the board's executive officer, Lori Kemper, the board's assistant executive officer, and a number of staff persons from the board. Some staff, such as Lori, Ann, Holden, and Lisa, put your hands up, are part of what is referred to as the prosecution team, which put out the draft cleanup order. Others, such as Doug Smith and Rich Booth, are part of the board's advisory team. They play a neutral role in providing advice to the board. Okay? We're here today at the request of the board, and today's workshop is meant to generate discussion on the draft cleanup and abatement order and see if there are ways we can come to a working consensus on what should be in the final order. As you may recall, a draft order was issued by the board's prosecution team back in February. It went out for public comment, and 6 comment letters were received by the end of the comment period. Subsequently, the board's advisors sent requests for additional information to the board's prosecution team, PG&E, and the IRP manager. That additional information was submitted last week on May 21st. We have copies of all the comments submitted, and they'll be at the tables that you'll be working at, in case they may be of assistance in today's discussion. The board's advisory team has identified 6 main policy issues, and they were in the notice for this workshop today, where they feel there are substantial differences between the various interested parties. The goal of this workshop is to facilitate discussion on these 6 main issues to help parties perhaps reach consensus where possible. As was stated, the board members here today are just here to listen, ask questions, and help facilitate the discussion. After today's workshop, the board's advisory team will be revising the draft CAO, taking into consideration the comments received on the draft order, the responses to the requests for additional information, and any consensus reached today. If there are substantial changes made to the draft, those changes will go out for additional public comment at the end of July. It is our goal to hold a public hearing on the revised CAO at the September board meeting, which will be back here. What we're asking you to do today may be outside of your comfort zone, as I mentioned, and is different from the way these meetings are typically conducted. So I'm asking for you to come to this with an open mind, as no one has anything to lose by participating in this, and potentially we might find some areas of commonality. The board and I appreciate your being here and your participation today. Okay, process. What this is and what this isn't. What this is, a brainstorming session. It is not a settlement agreement. No one is giving up any rights to petition the final order. The goal, what this is to reach consensus on differing points already brought up. It is not an opportunity to make new comments. This is an opportunity to generate discussion, but no decision-making by board members. The questions are intended to help generate dialogue to hopefully reach consensus. Any outcomes from today, as was mentioned, will be considered by the board, but there are no guarantees that the final order will contain these. The hope is to educate folks on key terms. This is not a debate where anyone needs to win a particular point. If there are disagreements or we can't reach consensus, well, I ask that the note takers note where we're close or what the final outcome is. It's important to understand folks' differences as much as the agreements. Okay? Bear with me. Sorry, this is all key. The participants, this is where it gets a little different. I'm going to divide you up into 3 tables, which I've assigned. Each table will have a facilitator and a note taker. There's also a timekeeper for the whole group. Because of the way the room is configured, I'm going to have two groups in here and one in the sagebrush. So table 1 will be here, table 2 will be over there, table 3 will be in the sagebrush room. We'll have 2 hours to discuss the 6 questions, so there's not a lot of time. Each question will have 15 minutes of discussion followed by a 5-minute wrap-up. Note takers will record any technical questions, and those will be responded to after we reconvene from the break, so we won't get into any dialogue on the technical questions. The roles: the facilitator is a neutral that will assist in the process. For table one, the facilitator is myself, with Ray Bell as my note taker. Table two, Patty is going to facilitate, with Sue as the note taker. Table three is Doug Smith, with Kim as the note taker, and you folks will be in Sagebrush. The facilitators will ensure that each person has an opportunity to comment and will go around the table and ask each person to weigh in. Participants have the option to pass. If you don't wish to say anything, you can pass. For example, for question one, prescriptive, performance, hybrid, or transition requirements, each person will state their preference. In round two, each person will say why they made their choice. And in round three, each participant will say for which part of the cleanup and abatement this is most important as it relates to the issue. And in round four, we'll see if there are any ideas to bring different positions closer to consensus. No one is bound by anything they say today. The goal today is simply to create discussion. Because of our time limits, the facilitators may impose time limits on your comments and ask you to be concise with your thoughts. The board members and their advisors will not be participating in the dialogue, but rather are here to listen, ask questions, and help facilitate the discussion. As we said before, no decision making by board members today. The note taker is a neutral and records all dialogue and ideas without modification or interpretation or attribution as to who said what. There are to record any technical questions for later discussion. Table participants, your role is to exchange ideas and brainstorm. All comments have value. No comments are right or wrong. You're to see if you can find common ground on the six questions and issues, to be open-minded and listen to ideas from other participants. The timekeeper will note the start, the 10-minute mark, the 15-minute mark, and the 5-minute wrap-up. And then we've got some definitions, just so everyone's on the same page. These are examples that are not being advocated for, but a prescriptive requirement, we want to make sure folks understood. For example, draw the 3-point line parts per billion chromium boundary by connecting monitoring wells within a half mile of each other. That's a prescriptive. Performance requirement, draw the 3.1 parts per billion chromium boundary by using all available geologic information and best professional judgment. A hybrid requirement, draw the 3.1 ppb chromium boundary by connecting monitoring wells within a half mile of each other in this area and by using geological information in these other areas. Transition from prescriptive to performance. Transitions are done over time, such as over 4 quarters. You would potentially move from the prescriptive to the performance. For example, each quarter reduce the mapping requirements quarter mile to connect wells and defer to geologic information and judgment, just as examples. And then I need to ask, does anyone have any objections or concerns about my process? And this is what I made up. Questions? Clarification? Yes?
Just a question.
Yes.
So we're going to do that today, or
right
this
now.
Afternoon.
Yep.
How does it transition to the evening?
So we will break into these three groups, talk amongst ourselves. The note takers will summarize what they hear, then a group of us will take all of that during the break and try and synthesize what we heard, see if there's any commonality, and then come back at 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll talk about it as a larger group. And then we'll also get into the technical questions and see where we are. And then we'll do a wrap-up and next steps. Is that okay? Okay. And then randomly, let me see what else I have here. So I've got roles. Now, your table assignments. So I did this randomly, somewhat. I based it on the RSVP that I thought I had. There may be some folks that are not on the list. There may be some folks on the list that are not here. If you are not, if I don't say your name, please let me know, and I'll assign you a table. Okay, so Barbara Ray, table one. Betty Hernandez, table two. Darren Banks, who I do not see, table three. Dave Cheney, table one. Ed Dutzman, table two. Billy Hernandez, table three. Jim Steinberg, table one. John Turner, table two. John Quast, table three.
Lester White, table 1. Nick Grohl, table 2. Larry Greek, table 3. Omar Nassar, table 1. Penny Harper, table 2. Roberta Walker, table 3. Ann Holden, table 1. Lisa Dernbach, table 2. Lori Kemper, table 3. Anna Catherine Benedict, table 1. Rich Booth, you are a floater. Rich is there to answer any technical questions, get me coffee, but I don't drink coffee, so anyways, if there's a need at a table, you can go get it. If you need more paper, you can go get it. Doug Smith, you are a facilitator for table 3. Patty, you are a facilitator for table 2. Sue is your note taker. John Morales, you are our floater. Is there anyone in the room that has a need for Spanish translation? Okay. Do you want to say it in Spanish? I don't think we need it, but if there's a need and you identify one, please see John. Otherwise, John, I'll have you float around and assist with the tables. Kim Niemeyer, you are a note taker for table 3. Mike Plasiak, you are my timekeeper. Kimberly Cox, table 1. Pete Pumphrey, table 2. Don Jardine, table 3. Ian Webster, table 1. Rodel Sanchez, table 2. Robert Potter, table 3. Halil Kavak, table 1. Anne Marie Bivka, sorry, yeah. I said thank you, table 2. Me, I'm facilitating table 1 right here. My note taker, Ray Bell. Kevin Sullivan, table 1. Ian Baker, table 2. Margaret Gentile, table 3. Matthew Dudley, table 1. Stephanie Isaacson, table 2. Tracy Agoscu, table 3. Chris Maxwell, table 1. Mark Krauss, table 2. Jose Moreno, table 3. Bobby Pena, table 1. And I have added Betsy Brunswick, table 1. Jim Griffin, table 1. Jim Berg, table 2. Jesse Ramirez, table 3. And then are there any folks, please raise your hand if you're not on my list. Okay.
Okay, so can you tell me your name and who you represent?
Sally Parker and Hinkley.
Okay. So right now, let's put you at table 2. Okay?
Thank you, Parker. To Bible Church.
Okay, I'm going to put you at table 1.
Jessica.
I'm going to put you at table 3.
Sherry,
I'll put you at table 1.
Roger Killian, I'm a member of the Canyon.
Table 2. Anybody else that I did not identify on my master list? Okay. We're 2 minutes late. Okay, go. No. So table 1, we're going to combine 2 tables. Table 2, we're going to combine 2 tables. And because of noise, I'm going to put table 3 in the sagebrush room.